This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Starting off today with the state crop report, as I think most of us already know, wet and cool conditions kept producers out of the field for much of the past week. Statewide, the average temp was 58.8 degrees or 2.9 degrees below normal. Precip averaged 2.09 inches or 1.19 inches above normal. And there were about one day that was suitable for field work during the week ending May 15th. Topsoil moisture supply was rated at 2% short, 67% adequate, and 31% surplus. Subsoil moisture supply rated 2% short, 77% adequate, and 21% surplus. Corn planted was at 83% compared to the five-year average of 76%. And corn emerged was at 64% compared to 66% last year, and the five-year average of 45%. Soybeans planted was at 29%, and soybeans emerged was at 10% compared to last year's number of 13%. Winter wheat headed was at 80%, and that's up 15 percentage points from last week. And winter wheat condition was rated 3% very poor, 4% poor, 31% fair, 51% good, and 11% excellent. And now we'll check in with a farmer from Jersey County for a local crop update. Tom Moore farms with his brother and his dad, and they were able to do a little corn planting yesterday before the rain came.
We're on the east side of Jersey County, just 3 miles west of Fidelity. I farm with my dad and brother, Hugh and Ron, and we farm all around 2,000 acres and run a 150 to 175 head registered shorthorn herd, cow herd.
And we were talking a little bit before we started the interview, and it's dried out just enough for you to do a little corn planting today.
Yeah, we was able to, on some hills, get some corn, and kind of wrapped up one farm Saturday afternoon, Saturday evening, and we moved here to our last farm here over towards McCoupin Creek, and we're not going to get all of it today. There's a couple of small fields that are too wet, but we're going to get the majority of it done today if the weather cooperates.
And so how are the field conditions? Obviously, it's been dry enough for you to get out in the field.
You know, all spring it's been very well. Our first corn, we started there about the 18th of April, I think it was, 16th, and it's up and it's ready to spray here any time. In fact, I hope to get it sprayed this week. But the stands are good, and we need some warm weather, but we get weather like this every May. We just kind of forget about it, I think.
And you're working on corn now, but then I assume you'll be moving on to probably some soybeans. So about how many acres of beans will you have to plant?
Well, we plant predominantly corn, but we've got about 500 acres of beans to plant here in the next, hopefully in the next couple of weeks. In fact, that's our goal today is we're using our bigger planter today, and we can switch it over to beans after today and finish up with our 8-row planter.
Okay. Any other plans that you're going to be working on this week that you'd like to mention?
Well, we hope to get the beans, and we got corn to spray, and, you know, just cut on, and got a few cows yet that we've been trying to vaccinate, worm, and get our cows, and we've got most of them out on grass. We just got a couple bunches we've got to, what we call, process yet this spring, and, of course, we've been AI-ing and getting bulls turned out, so it's a busy time of year.
Again, that crop update comes from Tom Moore in Jersey County. And if you've been driving around lately and have seen some bright yellow flowers in the fields, Todd Gleason with U of I Extension has a story you might like to hear. Todd talked with weed scientist Aaron Hager to find out more about the yellow plants.
You'll see the bright color in fields stretching from Texas east to Florida, northward along the Atlantic coast of Virginia, and back west to Nebraska. It's butterweed, says University of Illinois weed scientist Aaron Hager.
And butterweed is a species that typically germinates and emerges in the fall. It'll overwinter as a small rosette of leaves. And then about late April to early part of May, it bolts and produces these very bright, showy yellow flowers.
The bad news for farmers is that because this plant has flowered, it's going to get a whole lot harder to control.
So when you see the flowers of the winter annual species, that typically means that these plants are nearing completion of their life cycle. So we see the bright yellow flowers now. In a few weeks, a lot of those yellow flowers would be replaced by little white tufts of actual the seed. at the top of the plant where the flower is right now. So many times, again, on the larger plants, simply because of how large they are, how close they are to completing their life cycle, some of the burned down herbicides can tend to struggle a bit more compared with the level of control that we see when these applications are made, say, during the rosette stage or early growth stages.
No doubt farmers will find a way, they always seem to control these yellow beauties. In the meantime, you might take a ride and enjoy the show. For University of Illinois Extension, I'm Todd Gleason.
In other news this morning, tickets for the 2016 Illinois State Fair Grandstand Concerts are going on sale this weekend on Saturday, May 21st at 10 a.m. through Ticketmaster. This year, the fair is again offering a discount ticket package called the Country Concert Blowout, and that offer includes a one-track ticket to each of the country performances, and the package results in a 20% savings for the fairgoer. There are only 500 tickets available for the package, and the special ends on July 31st. The cost for the Country Concert Blowout is $114 and includes the concerts of Jake Owen, Dierks Bentley, Cole Swindle, and Little Big Town. And the discount package is only available for purchase by phone or in person at the Emerson Building at the State Fairgrounds. So for the Country Concert Blowout, you cannot purchase that on Ticketmaster, only by phone or in person at the Emerson Building. Also available for purchase this year is the Stage Side Party Ticket, and that's for an additional $30. Fairgoers can attend a special stage side party, and the party begins each night 2.5 hours before showtime. Your ticket includes all-you-can-eat buffet, beer and wine will be available for purchase, entertainment, early entry into the concert, and giveaways, and those giveaways include a chance to win 2 backstage meet and greet passes for that evening's headlining artist. And the exclusive party is only available to 120 people each night. And this year, the Stage Side Party ticket is available for purchase through Ticketmaster and also in person at the Emerson Building. And the office hours for the Illinois State Fair Ticket Office are Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Emerson Building. And the Grandstand Box Office is Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. And if you'd like to call the Illinois State Fair Office at the Emerson Building, you can do so by calling 217-782-1979. And again, those Grandstand concert tickets starting to go on sale this coming Saturday, May 21st. And that's all we have this morning for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Bowles.